Well, life on the farm, I kinda laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me, can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and it is Labor Day. We are live every day of the year except for Christmas. That's how we do. Joining us, as he does every Monday at this time, we have Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay. Ryan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. It's Labor Day. I know we're working, but Labor Day, you don't have to do farming on Labor Day. Isn't that how that works?
I'd like to think that's how it works. So that's usually when we labor is on Labor Day and about 364 other days out of the year.
But. Yeah, you guys work more than we do, that's for sure. So you don't just because it's a holiday doesn't mean you get to stop, you know, taking care of the fields and tending and harvesting and all the stuff, right? You just keep on doing, right?
That's right. That's right. You got to get it while the getting's good.
So I was up there last week for your Farm Safety Day, a very interesting day, and I thought a really good community service to get those first responders, and not just like fire folks, but EMS and Life Flight and, you know, Baptist and Sacred Heart showing up with their ER people to, you know, get familiar with how the patients they might wind up seeing come to be in their care, right?
That's right. That was the goal, was just to expose people. You know, a lot of the guys that end up taking care of the patients that are involved in farming accidents, in this day and age, have never been on a farm, don't know the types of equipment that we currently use. They don't understand the size of the equipment and what kind of assets might be needed in a rescue situation as far as the fire guys. You know, they might not know the size or the weight of the equipment. And it really helps when the caregivers can see the types of things that they will be working on in a non-emergency, you know, kind of stress-free environment. It helps them to be able to pre-plan more and understand if you're bringing in a patient and you tell them they've been entrapped or they've been crushed underneath a head of a cotton picker, for instance, they can better understand what you're talking about and understand what types of injuries to prepare for or look for. And, it's just all around a good thing to kind of a pre-planning event, I guess you'd say, and let people kind of understand what goes on a farm, types of injuries that are anticipated. And, you know, we talked about how to care for those injuries as well. So I think it, all in all, it was a great day.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that I took away was just how, if you're familiar with the jaws of life and dealing with automobile accidents, which is something that firemen deal with all the time, that's a relatively routine set of problems that you're comfortable solving because you've solved them before. Dealing with a harvester or a picker is a completely different proposition, just because, as you say, the size of the thing involved. And, you know, that's why it's good to have that kind of knowledge. One of the things that I thought was fascinating too is, and you talked about this repeatedly, is, and this doesn't so much change how they would respond, but it was definitely eye-opening to me, is so many different times on the farm, you are a moment's not paying attention away from a disaster, as if you're driving down the road at, you know, 70 miles an hour. If you don't pay attention, something can happen quick, right?
Well, that's right. And a big thing with us is, well, I mean, it's kind of, I guess it's kind of like driving down the road part is complacency. You know, you just get complacent. Think about harvest season, where basically it starts right about now, you know, in the next week or so, and last till almost Christmas, and that's come early, stay late every day. You're doing the same type of work every day, and you just, as it grinds on, you get tired, you get fatigued, and you get complacent, and as well as you just want to finish the job, you want to get done. You know, that's your money sitting out there that you need to harvest. And so you'll get a little complacent, and the next thing you'll do something stupid, not thinking about it, or trying to take a shortcut so you can hurry up and get home, and you've become entangled in a piece of equipment or had some kind of accident. So I would say at the end of the day, complacency is what gets a lot of people.
And it seemed to me like, you know, I think every farmer, kind of like every driver, has stories of, you know, well, you know, I haven't died or gotten really, really hurt, but there were four times where I definitely could have been, you know, definitely could have happened if things had fallen a little bit different way. And even sometimes it's just like the way things are designed, like the way the safety panels on the exterior of the peanut picker, you know, they design them to thwart you from getting entangled in those gears, and then you take the panels off because that's what farmers do to get access to them. And it's like, if only the engineers and the designers would be out with the farmers to see how the equipment gets used, they might design it a little bit better or a little bit safer anyway, right?
Yeah. You're right. I mean, all of our equipment's maintenance intensive, requires a lot of daily maintenance. You know, the first few hours of the day during peanut season and cotton season, each day are spent maintaining those pieces of equipment, going over them, adjusting things, greasing them, oiling them, you know, trying to keep them in top-notch condition. And a lot of times, you know, the engineers know there are accidents because they put these shields all over everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not always easy to remove, to get to do the maintenance that's behind them, that's done on a daily basis. So if it's something that you got to take a wrench and it takes a couple of minutes to remove a cover, then it's probably going to get removed and left removed.
Right.
And you know, that sets us up for an accident. They know the problem's there. They just need to make these panels a little easier to use, flip them up out of the way, whatever, and flip them back. Something that doesn't require much work because you're already doing enough work as it is.
It's very much a understanding human nature and what actually happens by the end user in order to make the thing, you know, a lot safer on the front end. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner at Jenkins Farms up in Jay. Ryan, we've been talking last week quite a bit, and we did not get to talk to you on last Monday, but I did go to the farm. We had been talking about how rain was keeping you out of your field, but I think you've been able to get out and do some more work with the dry weather, right?
We have, and the rain has still been a challenge. You know, we're still dodging showers, but we were able to begin our corn our corn harvest this past week, and very pleased with that. Again, you know, the first day we got out there, we didn't work but about 45 minutes, and it rained us out for the day. So we're still dodging that, but we were able to harvest our corn variety trial, which is very interesting. We plant these trials, as we've talked about before, side by side by side. In this particular trial, we had, I think, 13 varieties, and that's the only variable in the whole plot. The whole field's treated the same, planted the same, harvested the same. Everything about it, the only difference is the variety. And in this particular trial, the difference in the varieties was about 35 bushels to the acre difference. So that's,
wow,
you know, for those of you thinking, that's about 2,000 pounds per acre more corn you were making, depending on which variety it was. So it's a very important thing. And it's, and again, too, having this data here from the local area is different than having to read it from, say, somewhere way over east of us or up north or whatever, because I mean, this is right here in our climate and our soil, the way we take care of things here. So this is real live, real good, real needed data, and it helps us formulate decisions on what varieties we're going to plant next year.
No, that's really good. And that's interesting. That's a wide ranging discrepancy in the output. So interesting to see that those experiments produce, you know, like you said, disparate results. Last thing we always like to end with is a farm fact. Do you have a farm fact for us this week, Ryan?
I do. Since we're talking about corn, we'll stay on that. The United States is the leading producer of corn in the world. We produce about 15 billion bushels of corn each year. And so for you that want to do the math, a bushel of corn weighs 56 pounds. So we produce, it's about 15.1 billion bushels per year in the United States.
That is a lot. That's a lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
That is a lot of corn. All right, sir. Ryan Jenkins, he is our farmer at Jenkins Farms. He owns Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Joins us every Monday to give us an update on what's going on the farm. Ryan, as always, thank you for working even on Labor Day. Thank you for keeping my kids in clothes and food. I certainly appreciate the effort, sir.
Well, thank you. Y'all have a great week.
All right.